another bank merger last week, and this is interesting. It's a couple of community banks that are getting together. They're beginning to make a fairly large community, but all this, of course, is playing out during this unusual time when we've got the Fed sort of trying to engineer a soft landing on the economy. So I'll take any kind of a merger like this is pretty good news. Alan Morris is CEO of Liberty Capital Bank, and they are going to merge with Texas Heritage Bank, which is another community bank, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you today, David. Thank you.
So I'm guessing this was conceived long before the Fed accommodated at least us by lowering interest rates.
That's correct. We started talking about it about 9 months ago. And so all of our assumptions for the merger included a 50 basis point higher Fed funds rate. And so you're right. It does have an impact.
Is it a positive impact? Because this is what we've been trying to figure out, is that for some, you've got to attract money. And so you got to pay passbook savings or CD rates or whatever. And sometimes it seems like it's easier and more economical for the larger banks to pay, enough to attract money so they can turn around and lend it. Does that put you at a competitive disadvantage?
No, I don't. I generally think that the Fed coming off of these high interest rates will be good for banks in general. I think it will help us lower our funding costs. You have to remember, the increase was 500 basis points, I think it was, in a very short period of time.
Right.
A lot of banks were stuck with fixed rate loans and bonds at the lower rates. And so for many banks, the deposits repriced much faster than loan and bond portfolios. That's still happening. Those legacy loans and bonds are still on many banks' balance sheets. And so lowering cost of funds will, generally speaking, be good, I think, for the banking industry.
So this gets you into, I was looking into San Antonio and Bernie and Cross Plains, which is out toward Abilene.
That's right.
What's the game plan? Because you're Addison based.
That's right. And this merger came about from a long time relationship between the founders of each bank. Our founder, Holt Lunsford, and then their founders, Jack Griggs and Steve Mack, have been friends for a long time. And they've been in business for over 35 years. We've only been in business for 16 years. Our bank started from scratch. And when we got started, Texas Heritage Bank helped us. And we've done business together ever since. And so the plan here is to help Texas Heritage Bank continue the life and legacy of community banking in their markets. That's the benefit for them. For us, we get diversity in geography, and we get diversity in clientele. We have one location in the DFW Metroplex in Addison, like you mentioned. We primarily bank owner-managed businesses and real estate investors here in Dallas. Texas Heritage Bank in Bernie, they do some traditional retail banking, very traditional community banking. They've branched into San Antonio to do a lot of commercial banking. And then in Cross Plains, they do rural banking. And so we get diversity of geography and also clientele, and deposits play a big role in that. They do not have to pay as much for their deposits as we do, and that's a big deal for us.
Yeah, the net interest income. Yes, we're back to that. Talk about the distinction among banks. I mean, we know Wall Street banks, the Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgans of the world, and super regionals, maybe Comerica would be that. Regional, Sam Susser was on the other day. I think that's probably turned into that. You're a community bank. Talk about the role of a community bank.
Well, the community bank is very good at keeping deposits local. So you think about the ecosystem of a community bank. We take local deposits and we lend them into the local market. And the bigger a bank gets, the harder the more difficult that can become. And so that's a very important distinction. In addition, is keeping decision making local. So one thing that we've talked about with this merger, we are adding more geographies, but we want to keep community banking local in those markets. So very little impact to the customers in Cross Plains, Bernie, and San Antonio. We trust the management team with Texas Heritage Bank to continue to making those decisions. And we think that's absolutely critical to keep our differentiating factor amongst the larger banks is to keep the local decision making.
So the nature of the bank, it seems to me like maybe it would work to your favor during some bad times. I mean, everybody's, you know, inflation, and we've had higher interest rates, and it's really squeezed a lot of people. We've seen delinquency rates going up at credit card companies and banks. In a community bank, my sense is you probably know your clientele better than, you know, a Wall Street bank knows theirs.
We do. We do. And it's all the way up to the boards of community banks. So not only do the decision makers in the executive management know their customers, but the boards of each bank knows their customers. And so when we're making loan decisions, character is a huge factor. It's got to look good on paper, and then it's also got to look good, all the soft things like character. And so, you know, there's been a well-documented questions about commercial real estate portfolios on banks' balance sheets. We certainly have a lot of commercial real estate. And every single one of our commercial real estate loans, if we see an issue coming in the future, we're able to call the decision makers for those borrowers and talk through it well in advance. So there's no surprises. And as a result, we think we're going to have higher asset quality through a bad time in the market.
You do a lot of real estate business. And of course, that's the historically, I've always thought that real estate guys were more gunslingers than oil and gas wildcatters. And, you know, mm-hmm. in this area, we have certainly seen lots of ups and downs. Tell me about the real estate market as you see right now. Are you a little more cautious?
We're I would say a little more cautious in that real estate deals are hard to just more difficult to pencil right now. So if you've got a 5-year treasury around 3.5 and you've got Fed funds at 5%, that equates to an interest rate of somewhere between 7% and 9% on a real estate loan right now. And yet, real estate continues to trade at below that cost of funding in the high 6% cap rates. And so somebody that's got capital wanting to deploy into real estate, they have to pay a high 6% cap rate. Well, they're having to borrow it at above those rates. And that just means there's got to be a lot of equity that goes into the deal.
There's lots of real estate. So are we talking about raw land or multifamily, retail?
What we focus on is income producing real estate across all sectors: multifamily, small office, retail, and industrial.
Is the office market coming back at all, ever?
You know, we've actually seen some positive trends here in Dallas on office. At least what we're looking at, which is mostly what I would consider neighborhood office. I think Central Business District and some of the more urban, densely populated areas, offices continue to struggle a little bit. But neighborhood office is doing pretty well. And we continue to hear large corporations talk about getting back, you know, back to the office. And so, you know, there's probably a little excess capacity of office on the market right now. What it looks like in the future, will it be absorbed, is hard to say. But we're actually seeing some positive trends in neighborhood office right now.
So this deal is not closed yet. We're talking again, Alan Morris, CEO of Liberty Capital, which is merging with Texas Heritage. To whom do you answer? Is this a state? This doesn't require federal authority. This is a state?
Well, it's interesting. So in this particular deal, we're actually merging holding companies, and the Federal Reserve Bank regulates bank holding companies. And so we are applying with the Federal Reserve Bank for approval of this merger. And then we provide notice to our to the Texas Department of Banking, and we'll seek their approval as well.
It's like a minefield. I don't know how you figure out who's regulating whom. I certainly have it. Alan Morris, though, is CEO of Liberty Capital Bank. We're talking about their merger with Texas Heritage Bank, and it's good to spend some time with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thanks again, David. Good to be with you today.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.